Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Star campaigners of many political parties canvassing in favor of their candidates for Lok Sabha elections. Enforcement agencies make record seizure of over 4,650 crore rupees before Lok Sabha poll commences. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlights the role of artificial intelligence and advanced analytics in improvement of tax governance. Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey embarks on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan to strengthen bilateral defense cooperation. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad in Bengaluru this evening. And now the news in detail. Star campaigners of many political parties are canvassing in favor of their candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. As Kerala is gearing for Lok Sabha election in the second phase on the 26th of April, top leaders of major political parties are visiting the state for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meeting in Alathur and Thrissur constituencies. During his speech, he accused the left government of hindering the centre's development programs in the southern state. He also spoke about various promises and development programs mentioned in the party's manifesto.
बीजेपी के संकल्प पत्र में मोदी जुड़े गारंटी होती है आयुष्मान भारत के तहत केरला के 73 लाख से ज्यादा लाभार्थियों को आर्थिक मदद मिली है 70 ईयर से अधिक आयु के सभी सीनियर सिटीजन्स को आयुष्मान योजना के तहत फ्री मेडिकल ट्रीटमेंट मिलेगी.
Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a mega rally of the UDF at Kozhikode this evening. He will also participate in various programs today and tomorrow in Wayanad constituency, where he is seeking re-election for a second term. LDF leaders Sitaram Yechury, Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Subhashini Ali and Tapan Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. In Sikkim, election campaign for a simultaneous elections for the lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 seats of the state legislative assembly is underway in full swing. The ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha or SKM, opposition parties Sikkim Democratic Front SDF, BJP, Congress and newly floated Citizen Action Party are making all-out efforts to garner support of their electorates across the state, which will go to the polls on the 19th of this month. In the southwest district of Gyalsing, the ruling party of the state and the opposition parties are blaming each other for fomenting violent activities in the area to threaten the supporters of rival candidates. The ruling SKM organized an election rally yesterday from Pecharak Danda to Bermik Bazar in Gyalsing. Speaking at the rally, the party leaders highlighted the development activities taken up by the state government under the leadership of Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang in the past 5 years. SDF President and former Chief Minister of Pawan Kumar Chamling also campaigned at Gangtok and addressed rallies yesterday. He assured to provide employment to the youths of Sikkim if the party is voted to power. BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur attended a meeting with the business community in Siliguri today. He also met with the representatives of sports organizations after reaching the city in West Bengal this morning. Later in the day, he will address a public meeting at Garubathan in Kalimpong, and after that, he will participate in another public meeting at Milanmor of Siliguri. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today said that the Narendra Modi-led NDA government is committed to make Tripura a developed state. Addressing an election rally at Kumar Ghat in Unnakoti district of Tripura, Mr. Shah said that for the honour, safety and all-inclusive development of the tribals, Mr. Modi has implemented various developmental projects. He said that after 75 years of independence, a tribal lady was made the president of the country. The senior BJP leader said earlier budgetary provision of 24,000 crore rupees was earmarked for Tribal Welfare Department, but now it has been linked to and hiked to 1,25,000 crore rupees. Meanwhile, the Congress CPI-M leaders also campaigned for their party candidates in various parts of the state. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that national progress can be achieved only by an experienced leader who can take bold measures, thinks big, has global understanding and respect and record to deliver guarantees and meet the aspirations of the poor and youth. Addressing media persons in Bengaluru today, Dr. Jayashankar said that a strong majority government and a forward-looking leader like Prime Minister Narendra Modi can achieve national progress. Pointing out at the conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza Strip, tensions in Red Sea and Arabian Sea, and challenges in the Indo-Pacific region, the Union Minister said that a leader who can take strong position like Mr. Modi will help India. He noted that India is today the Vishwa Bandhu, which accomplished the responsibility of G20 summit to the satisfaction of its members. The Congress today claimed that the party's wave is visible in the northeastern states. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said, protecting the diversity in the northeastern states is the biggest issue there. He alleged that diversity in the northeastern states on the basis of religion, caste, language and province is under threat today. In our series of covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Thoothukudi Lok Sabha constituency of Tamil Nadu. Details from our correspondent.
Thoothukudi constituency was established on 2009. Kanimuri Karunanidhi was elected from this constituency in 2019 with more than 56% votes against Tamilisai Soundarajan of the BJP, who secured more than 21% votes. Kanimuri is seeking re-election for the second time here. The total electorate is 14,48,159 voters. Sivasami Velumani from AIADMK and Vijayaseelan from Tamil Manila Congress, an ally of the BJP, is contesting for the first time here. The VOC Chidambaram or the Kappalottiya Tamilan Port is a state-of-the-art satellite port in the southern part of the state in Tuticorin. Freedom fighters like V.O. Chidambaranar, Veerapandiya Kattabomman, the king of Panjalam Kuruchi, Ettayapuram, the birthplace of poet Subramanya Bharati, is in Thoothukudi. The pearl city is known for pearl collection known as Muthukuliyal. In a traditional way, the salt fields, value-added fishing are all sources of revenue here. It is said that Korkai, near Tuticorin port, is mentioned in Greek astronomer Claudius Ptolemy's geography as a center for pearl fishing. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
The enforcement agencies have made a record seizure of over 4,650 crore rupees before the first phase of polling for the 18th of Lok Sabha elections commences on Friday. The Election Commission has said that this marks a sharp increase over 3,475 crore rupees seized during the entire 17th Lok Sabha election in 2019. The Commission said 45% of the seizures are of drugs and narcotics. It said the seizures have been possible by comprehensive planning, scaled-up collaboration and unified deterrence action from agencies and proactive citizen participation. The poll body stated that 100 crore rupees seizure was made each day since 1st of March of this year. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the Midday News on Akashwani. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said the new technologies such as artificial intelligence and advanced analytics are improving tax governance and helping curb tax evasion. This enhances the trust of the taxpayer in the system, which in turn encourages greater tax compliance. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the valedictory session of induction training for 76th batch of Indian Revenue Service, IRS, at National Academy of Direct Taxes in Nagpur today. The Governor of Maharashtra, Ramesh Bais, and Chairman of the Central Board of Taxes, CBDT, Nitin Gupta, were present on this occasion. The Chief of Army Staff, General Manoj Pandey, has left on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan from today. The Defence Ministry said the visit aims at strengthening mutual understanding and bilateral defence cooperation between the two nations. He will engage in dialogues with the top defence leadership of Uzbekistan, which are pivotal in fostering stronger military cooperation. The ministry said the visit by General Manoj Pandey aims at strengthening military cooperation between India and Uzbekistan, besides exploring new avenues of collaboration between the two nations. The Ministry of Home Affairs has termed a social media post related to the Indo-Tibetan Border Police's report on Chinese transgression at the line of actual control as misleading and malicious. The ministry said, social media post is misleading, malicious and ill-motivated on the sensitive issue of national security. In a social media post, the ministry has clarified that the ITBP has not submitted any such internal report to it. 21 retired judges of the Supreme Court and High Courts have expressed concern regarding the escalating attempts by certain factions to undermine the judiciary through calculated pressure, misinformation, and public disparagement. They have written a letter to the Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, in this regard. They said that these elements, motivated by narrow political interests and personal gains, are striving to erode the public's confidence in the judicial system. The registration process for the 52-day-long Amarnath Yatra is beginning from today. Sri Amarnath Shrine Board has made this announcement. The pilgrimage for High Holy Cave Shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji in South Kashmir Himalayas will commence from 29th of June and conclude on 19th of August. In Delhi, the Rouse Avenue Court today sent the BRS leader, K. Kavita, to judicial custody till the 23rd of this month in connection with the excise policy case. The BRS leader was produced before the court by CBI on the expiry of her three-day police custody today. She was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on 15th of March. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast that the ongoing rainfall, along with moderate thunderstorms, lightning, gusty winds and hail, will continue to persist over northwest India for the next 24 hours and abate thereafter. Meanwhile, Met Department has said that Delhi will witness a generally cloudy sky with light rain today. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Nishi tribe is celebrating its Longtay festival today. It is one of the oldest and agriculturally significant festivals of the Nishi tribe and is a harbinger of new season, after which sowing of seeds begins on cultivated fields. This festival also commemorates the separation of human being from evil forces by a barricade that took place from time immemorial. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has conveyed warm greetings to the people of the state on the occasion. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 20 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Put into bat first, Chennai amassed a total of 206 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 20 overs. In another match, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Star campaigners of many political parties canvass in favour of their candidates for Lok Sabha elections. Enforcement agencies make record seizure of over 4,650 crore rupees before Lok Sabha poll commences. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlights role of artificial intelligence and advanced analytics in improvement of tax governance. Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey embarks on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan to strengthen bilateral defence cooperation. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.com. And with that, we end the midday news.